It's going to be an abbreviated shear because we're making an ofruf for Zari Yitzchak this week, and my eyes are still open, Baruch Hashem, but there's a lot going on. Okay, let's take a look. This is actually something we discussed in the past, but it's probably kedai to do a little bit of chazara as well. Parshas Chukas, I dare say, is really the beginning of the transition process, the passageway for the Jewish people from their status as they travel to the Midbar towards their new status of entering into Eretz Yisrael. The events that take place are unique in that we see either people unfortunately stumbling. If you can use that word, Bichlal, rising to the occasion after they stumble, in a way that perhaps we're not so familiar with before. So let's take a look. It says, "Vayavo b'ni Yisrael kol ha'eda midbar tzin b'chodesh ha'rishon v'yeshev ha'am b'kadesh v'tam ha'sham miriam v'atikover sham." Rashi says on this, "Kol ha'eda, vayavo b'ni Yisrael kol ha'eda." Ha'eda ha'shlema, says Rashi, shekvar mesu mesi ha'midbar ve'elu pirshu l'chaim. In other words, it's a new generation. All those upon whom it was nigzar, was decreed that they would die in the desert, have already died. And now this new this generation is worthy, is able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Later on, in Pasuk Achavez, it says, Vayisu mikadesh vayavo b'nei Yisrael kol ha'eda hor ha'har. It's interesting. The first place where it mentions kol ha'eda, that's the place of where Miriam passes away. The second place of kol ha'eda is where Aaron passes away. Halo davaru. It's interesting. Interesting. In other words, this concept of kol ha'eda is linked somehow to the passing of Miriam and Aaron, respectively. That's what it appears. So Rashi says in Pasuk Chavez, Kol ha'eda kulam shleimim ve'omdim leikonis la'oretz, shalhaya bahen echad me'osim shenigzor gzeir aleihem, shekvar kolu meisei ha'midbar. Once again, very similar to that which Rashi said in Pasuk Aleph. Then he continues, ve'elim osim shekosu hem, chayim kulchem hayom, vatem hadvekim ba'shem elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayom. So Rashi adds the point over here, these people over here are the ones upon whom it says Chaim Kulchem Hayom. So Gurariye points out, Masha Hosif Zekan, Shalo Kosav Lamala, Eitzo Kol Eidem, Pasuk Aleph. Because why do we need it twice? The Gankoshid Lohayetzarech Lemichtav, Od Shahayu Kulam Shleimim, Achshe Kvar Kosav Lamala, Ela Shalamala Diber Shanisharim Hayu Kulam Chaim Bolam Hazeh. The first statement was the statement of that they're alive. They're living. They're not going to pass away any longer. And now it's coming to tell us they're all bnei olam haba. Kumosh Shapirish will come on, as to explain. This is a machlokis in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Do they have a chelik in olam haba? Dora Midbar, do they have a chelik in olam haba or not? Two opinions. The Maharal says, the Gurari says, that there are those who say that they have no chelik, they're nitridu, right? Whatever that specifically means over here. Nitridu from olam haba. There are others, though, who say that they do have a chelik in olam haba. But even those who say they have a chelik in olam haba, mikomakom ayidei din yelehem chelik olam haba. They'll have to pass through, right, dinim, in order to reach Olam Haba. Aval elu heme osam vatem advekim vashem lokechem chaim kochem hayom mizumanim lolam haba. These are the ones who are invited to lolam haba. This is what they're prepared for. This is what really cool. This is what their lives have revolved around. So it's very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Very interesting. How should we understand it? How should we understand it? Miriam, we know, gave life. She was a midwife. She brought Jewish children to the world. She watched over Moshe Rabbeinu as he lay in his teva inside the Nilus. She arranged for her mother to be his nursemaid. She brought life into this world. Of course, we know that there is no next world without this world. This world is the gateway to the next world. You can only get to the next world by going through this world. That's why it's called Olam Haba. It is the Olam that is Ba from this world, from what you did with your life in this world. So it's interesting. They come to the place where Miriam is going to die, and the Torah informs us that those who were destined to die in the Midbar, physically, have already passed on. We come to Aram. Aram contributes the Ananiya Kavod, just as Miriam contributed the Be'er Shel Miriam. Aaron contributed the Ananiya Kavod. In his chus, the Ananiya Kavod came. The Ananiya Kavod showed Hashra'as Hashchina in Klal Yisrael's midst. The fact that the Shechina rides upon the vehicle of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael needs to rise to the occasion in order to be worthy to be the vehicle for the Shechina to ride upon them. Therefore, it's appropriate to say over here that in the passing of Aaron, we talk about Kola Eda, those who are worthy for the Hashras Hashchina, those who are living their lives, pointing out that these are the ones who are living their lives in a way that they're a vehicle for the Shechina's presence within the world. And that is the ticket to Olam Haba, B'nei Olam Haba. Now, let's point out that it is unusual. I mean, to talk about them being Mizumanim L'Olam Haba, given that in just a few psukim we're going to have the entire discussion of their complaint about the man. They are attacked by the Srafim, right? And the Choshim and the Srafim. They have to be saved, etc. The entire story of the Nechosh and Nechoshes, etc. Next week's parsha, we're going to come to Benos Moav. These are people of Mizumanim L'Olam Haba. Guess so. Let's try. So let's take a look. It says, Vayisu Mikadosh Vayobani Yisrael Kol Eda Hor Hahar. Second pasuk. Hor Hahar. Says Rashi, Hor Hahar. Har Al Gabi Har. Tapuch katan agabi tapuch gadol. This is the oddest thing, right? Horahar, we need to know the topography. It's like a little apple on top of a big apple. Our apologies to New York, right? But the big apple is in the desert. It's not really caught on Manhattan. Sorry. Yeah. Horahar, har agabi har, ki tapuch katan agabi tapuch gadol. Even though the Anan traveled before them and flattened out all the hills before them, three hills, Shloshanishu, Bahar Ibrahim, three were left in the desert, Har Sinai, Har Nevo, and Hor Hahar. Interesting. Okay. Let's take a look for a second at the Nefesh HaChaim. Right, he says another pshat. V'zehu l'susasi b'rechvei paro d'misi chrayasi. A pasuk from Shir Hashirim. To the horses carrying the chariots, right? Those that are used to pull the chariots of paro. D'misi chrayasi. I've compared you, my beloved. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking about Klal Yisrael. It's interesting. You're like a horse. I would not suggest using this to for your wife. You are pleasant to me. I've compared you to a horse. And even though it's coming to a Shabbos Sufruf, I think that's also very poor policy to say to your kala. But in any event, what's a lomar? Kamo b'susei rechvei paro, says the Rechaim of Eloshin, shahaya hefech min hago shel olam, sharochiv manig lasus. But there, under normal circumstances, the rider guides the horse. But with regard to paro, as they led them headlong, the susim, right, dragged Paro and his chariot headlong into the Amsuf of Paro, the Chelo, Asus Hinigis Rocho, Koshom Razal. They dragged the chariots, Paro and all the rest of his cavalry, etc., into the Amsuf. Kain Dimisich, Vimshaltich, Rayasi, so to I have compared you, my beloved, says Rabon Shalom Bar Klal Yisrael. Exactly the same way. Sha'af Shani Rochev Aravos, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who rides all of the firmaments, seven Rakim, the highest being Aravos, Hashem is guiding everything. In Kol Zeh, Koviyocho, At Manigosi Alidei Masayach. Nonetheless, this is the concept of Shekhinah. The Shekhinah, we know, the Shekhinah's presence in the world waxes and wanes. See the Rabbi Nabachi in Parshas Vayeshev as he describes the comparison between the Shekhinah and the waxing and waning of the moon. Hashem has made his presence, he has made his presence dependent upon our actions. It's not a priori, it doesn't have to be that way, that's why he made it. That's why he made it, in order to give us an opportunity to connect with him, to be worthy of schar, etc. It's a long discussion, it's not for now. But in anyway, that being the case, so the Shekhinah, the Kaviyoch, is dependent upon Klal Yisrael. Ad man nigosi adei ma'asayich. You guide me, you bleed me through your actions. She'inin hischabrusi kaviyoch lolamos urak kefi'inin isorus ma'asayich la'an notim, etc. Klal Yisrael is the vehicle that brings the Shekhinah's presence into the world. Says the Haggah, right? It's similar to Lashon. On the Rikku, on the Nefesh HaChaim. Al pi zeh yuvan ma'amorim beperek tes to Shabbos. Right? We understand the Gemara on Shabbos. Pasuk says over there, right? Ketapuach ba'atzei yar. Did we see right? Ketapuach ba'atzei yar. Lama nimshalo. Yisrael a tapuach. So the Gemara says, why is Yisrael compared to a tapuach? But there, that pasuk, ketapuach ba'atzei yar, is not talking about Klal Yisrael. That's talking about Hashem in the allegory of Shir HaShirim. The Yikshu Atos says, Ha, Bahai Kral, Lo Yisrael, Nimshulo Tapoch, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Messiah, Kein Dodi, Ben Abanim, Kitapuach, Vatsayar, Kein Dodi, Ben Abanim, it's talking about Hashem. How can the Gemara say that Klal Yisrael and Nimshulo Tapoch, this is the famous story of Na'aseh V'Nishma, that we can't get into the entire topic right now, because Lamaisa, the leaves record, the fruit comes before the leaves, so to Klal Yisrael's statement of Na'aseh V'Nishma, that they will do before they even have heard what's entailed in terms of the Torah, but they will do it, they will commit to it, etc. So just like the Tupuach, that the leaves, right, on most trees, yeah, precede the fruit. In the case of the Tapuach, the fruit precede the tree. And we know Tosis says over there that this is physically not true. And he says that the Tapuach over here is a reference to the Esrog. Maybe we'll talk about this another time. Why the Esrog, why the Tapuach, etc. But it's not for now. Right? Not for now. But anyway, the Pasuk is certainly talking about Hashem. It's not talking about Klal Yisrael. How can Klal Yisrael be compared to a Tapuach? Which, unnaturally, well, it's the Esrog, where the fruit precedes the leaves. And that's the idea. They're saying Na'aseh V'Nishma. The Pasuk is not talking about Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk is talking about the Ribono Shel Olam. Kein dodi ben abanim. Ulfi mashka safti is yashiv. Ya'achash Yisrael hisigu v'mshilu yisbroch. Shmo b'dimyon ha-tapuach. Vadai hu machmash Yisrael nimsholim min izdamim b'maseim lina tapuach. If we were not like a tapuach, and that in the sense of Na'aseh V'Nishma, etc., in the sense of the fruit coming before the leaves, an unnatural response, as it were, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't be that way. So it must be that we are that way, because we are the vehicle for revealing Hashem's presence in the world. The way we are is the way we cause the Shekhin to be revealed. If we are fulfilling our job description, then the Shekhinah is present and glorious and resplendent in its manifestation in the world. And if, God forbid, we are messing up, then the Shekhinah begins to, God forbid, the presence of Hashem begins to atrophy, to grow smaller and smaller, just as the moon waxes and the moon wanes. That being the case, so this is the concept of Hashra'as HaShekhinah. This is the concept of Hashra'as HaShekhinah. Hashra'as HaShekhinah is dependent upon a vibrant Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it's appropriate that we hear the message that Klal Yisrael is not just physically alive. Again, that message we learned by Miriam, with the passing of Miriam, because Miriam was a symbol of bringing life into this world. Aaron HaKohen, and that's why the bear showed Miriam, which gives life, which gives water, right, etc., is linked with Miriam. The Amnani HaKavod, the clouds of glory, they show the Shekhinah's presence, it's linked with Aaron. Hashra'as HaShekhinah means that we're functioning a certain way, and that enables the Shekhinah to be revealed. So therefore it's appropriate to learn these two separate lessons. Two separate lessons in with regard to the passing of Miriam and the passing of Aaron. It's interesting, the Avraham Chaim Mizlochov says a very interesting thing here. This is just a parenthetical. He says that the God of Moshe Rabbeinu rose up to Har HaAvorim, right? Har Nevo. Klomar, this is what he quote the end of what he quote of the Torah. Klomar she'ata ta'ale Har HaAvorim. Kol osam she'ovru al das, ta'ale osam v'tachzer osam b'seshuva shlema. Such an interesting point. It's parenthetical, but it's very interesting. V'zeo dargecha she'zachisa labina, ta'ale es kulam. Moshe Rabbeinu will raise us all up out of the mud and the muck. V'tiyata har nevo, klomar nun, shu olam ha-tshuva, right? Nun sharei bina, bina is the world of tshuva, where everything comes back to the truth, etc. The world of cheirus, everything returns. Moshe Rabbeinu is buried on har nevo, nun bo. Moshe Rabbeinu has the capacity to bring everybody to tshuva. V'kach tia, this is just an interesting point. Tamid, har nevo, nun becha, tamid, bechol dora v'dora, shetala avorim b'tshuva shlema. So it's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu is associated with har avorim, right? He brings the tshuva. Hor ha'har, Arna Kohen is associated with the Anani HaKavod. He is associated with the one who, as it were, shows that we are like a little tapuach and a big tapuach. As it were. In other words, Chazal understood, by virtue of the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is compared to a tapuach, that we also have to be like we must have been like a tapuach in order for there to be, right, the tapuach, the revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu ki tapuach, right? It had to be preceded by Klai Yisrael's functioning like a tapuach. It's interesting. Interesting. Okay, now I don't want to get lost too much in the world of the tapuach, but the tapuach's leaves are small. Klal Yisrael takes shade underneath the leaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He protects us. Most other nations are not willing to sit under shade that appears to be sparse. But we trust in Hashem. Trust in Hashem. Okay. Hashem's presence rides upon our actions, our deeds. Yishchin is revealed through our deeds. Tapuach, agabi tapuach. We come to the unfortunate, right, event of Klal Yisrael complaining about the lechem haklokel, the man, later on in the parsha. And Hashem sends, Vayishach Hashem behemeth ha-nechoshim ha-srofim, Vayinash was am vayamas Am Rav Mi Israel. He's the Bnei Olam Abba, remember. Vayinashkus Ha'am Yevonochash Shaloka Alotzoz Diba V'yifrom Emotzei Diba Yevonochash Shekol Ha'minim Nitamin Lo Ketam Echad V'yifrom Mikfuye Tova Shedover Echad Mishtan Alehim Lekama Tamim. Mida Keneged Mida. The Nachash was Motzi Shemra, Motzi Diba, on Hashem. He said, Hashem doesn't want you to eat. That's what Nachash said. He told Chava, Hashem doesn't want you to eat from the Eitz Hadaat because he knows that you'll become like him. He's trying to rob you of that opportunity. That's the ultimate in being a kofui tova, in denying the good that someone else has done for you. It's the ultimate. And here Klai Yisrael, unfortunately, guilty of the same crime. The man tasted however they wanted to taste, and they complained about it. It's going to blow up in our bellies, etc. Goodness gracious, how did you survive all this time? Again, it's a discussion in its own right, but nonetheless, they're stricken, mita keneged mita, snakes come to bite them. And then what happens? Right, then what happens? Vayas Moshe nachash nechoshes vayasimei ala neis vayayim nashach hanachosh es ish vihibit el nachash hanachoshes vachai. You look at the nachash nechoshes, the copper serpent, right, on a pole, you're healed. That's pretty bizarre, wouldn't I say? Wouldn't you say? It says the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, V'chi nachash meimis o nachash mechayim. Is the nachash responsible for a person's death? Or his life? Ela bezman shiyisrael mistaklim klapei mala, mishabdim mislivam laviyam shebashamayim, havim misrapim v'imlav hayu nimokim. And they turn their eyes heavenward. Turn their eyes heavenward. And they were mishabed their lev to avim b'shav shamayim. They healed. Were healed. It's fascinating. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu just tell them to daven? Why didn't he tell them just turn their eyes heavenward? Why did they look at the nachash and nachoshes? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, v'chi nachash meimis. Bezman shayu mashlichim tsar atzmam mineged lagamrei. Mistaklim v'shofchin tchinosam u'mevakoshasam rak al godol tsar shol mala shagormu be'es asiyasam ha'ovon rachmon litzlan. And Nefesh HaChaim understands that the concept of looking with nachash nachoshes is putting everything into perspective. They see the nachash there. That's the source of their pain. But they turn their eyes heavenward and they realize that what? That the Shekhinah is in pain. Because the Shekhinah needs us to be revealed in the world. And change their perspective. They realized how deeply connected the Shekhinah was with them. The Shekhinah is in pain. Give them a chush, right? Reaches towards the heaven and causes pain there. Why? Because we've sinned. We've brought pain upon ourselves, and that causes tsar to the Shekhinah. You know, Klai Yisrael, the Talmud teaches us in the Sanhedrin that even a rosh of Yisrael is suffering. The Shekhinah suffers along. Kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi. The Shekhinah Kavyachal says, my head is heavy. Kavyachal. My arms, right, call it, feel weak, feel lame. As the Jewish people become familiar with how deeply the Shekhinah is connected to them, this brings upon their healing. They realize the Shekhinah is in tsar. The Shekhinah is in tsar. Not just they're in tsar. Just get me out of the mess that I'm in right now. We have to realize that Hashem is Kaviyachol, the Shekhinah Kaviyachol suffers with us. Interesting. Conclude the story. Rav Yitzchak Mivorka, one of the Chassidic masters, was good friends with him, Menachem Mendel Mikotsk. Rav Yitzchak, who is known as a tremendous Ohev Yisrael, an unbelievable Ohev Yisrael, was nifter. And after his patira, his son came to Rav Menachem Mendel Mikotsk, the Kotzker, and the Kotzker asked him, he says, David, he said, have you seen your father? He says, no. He says, I've seen him. I was appalled to be able to see him in a dream. I rose up, and I looked for him. I looked for him in the Heichal, the great hall of the Baal Shem Tov. Couldn't find him. And then I went higher up, greater Kadmonim, and I couldn't find him. Went to the great Achronim, the great Rishonim, the Abel Roim, the Tanoim, the Nevi'im. I couldn't find him. I kept asking, where's my friend Yitzchak? And finally I came to a field. And I asked someone there, have you seen my friend Yitzchak? He said, yes. I said, where is he? He's on the other side of this field. And I walked there and I came, and there he was standing by a rushing river. And I said, Yitzchak, what are you doing here? Why aren't you in the great hall of the Baal Shem Tov of the Rashba, someplace, what do you call it? What are you doing here? He says, Chamendel, this river, the tears, right? The tears here in Shamayim of Klal Yisrael. Right? In other words, the Shechina is Bitzar when we're Bitzar. Even though we brought the Tzar upon ourselves through our own iniquities, but the Shechina is Bitzar with us. He says, I can't leave here until all the tears are dried. Hashem is with us. Right? We should always be blessed with good times. Hashem should spare us from hard times. But we should know that even during those hard times, that Hashem is with us. He feels our pain. He cries our tears. The Shekhinah cries our tears. Be blessed only with smachos, only with joyous moments that we take advantage with to catapult us further and higher in our avodas Hashem. And may Hashem his countenance smile upon Klal Yisrael continuously and in the most expanding and glorious fashion. Have a good Shabbos.
The recording has stopped.